Ever get that feeling? Like you're going with the flow, even when you're not so sure it's the right direction.
Ah, yeah, you're talking about that herd instinct, following the crowd.
Exactly. Today we're diving deep into the herd effect, you know, that tendency to conform, even if it goes against our better judgment.
And to help us uncover just how susceptible we are to this, we've got a fascinating tool, a mini personality test from the Spiritual Seek.
It uses a series of statements, and how much we agree or disagree can reveal a lot about how much we might be influenced by others.
It really makes you think about how much we're shaped by our surroundings, huh?
For sure. And it all starts with this first statement. Good people are the majority. Feels kind of optimistic, doesn't it?
It does. But is it always true? I mean, think about history, or even just your own experiences. Have you ever seen a group make a decision, even with good intentions, that ended up having negative consequences?
Oh, absolutely. Just because a lot of people are doing something doesn't necessarily make it right.
Right. The herd effect can kind of blind us to potential downsides, even when everyone seems to be on board. Okay, next statement. Laws are made for the good of all.
Now, this one seems pretty logical, right? It's the law. It's meant to protect us, make things fair.
You'd think so, yeah. But if we look back, we see plenty of examples of laws that were unjust, that actually harmed certain groups.
Make you realize that even laws can be flawed, huh?
They can, and the herd effect can sometimes make us a little too trusting, you know? We assume if it's the law, it must be right, without really questioning who it benefits and who it might hurt.
So true. Okay, ready for this one. Democracy never makes mistakes. Ooh.
Talk about a bold statement. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, every system has its flaws,
Yeah.
right?
It seems a little too idealistic to think that just because the majority votes for something, it's automatically the best choice.
Yeah, it's like we're giving democracy this magical power that doesn't really exist. Democracy depends on people being informed, participating actively, not just blindly following along.
Exactly. It's not about switching off our brains and assuming the majority always knows best. Okay, this next statement is about something I find fascinating. Some people have amazing charisma.
Ah, charisma. It's magnetic, isn't it? Like some people just have this natural ability to draw you in.
But isn't that where the herd effect can get really tricky? I mean, charisma can be used to manipulate people, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Think about those leaders in history or even in fiction who were so charismatic that they convinced people to do terrible things. We might find ourselves agreeing with someone, not because their ideas are actually good, but simply because we're captivated by their personality.
It's like a superpower that can be used for good or for evil. Okay, how about this one? Dictators take power through deception. Seems a bit cynical, but.
There's definitely some truth to it, right? Deception is a powerful tool. But I think it's important to remember that the herd effect plays a role here, too.
How so?
Well, think about it. People living under a dictatorship might conform out of fear, or maybe even a desire for stability, even if they have doubts about the leader.
So they're going along with it, even if it feels wrong, just to avoid standing out.
Exactly. It shows how the herd effect isn't always about following something positive. It can also be about avoiding negative consequences.
That's a pretty powerful insight.
Yeah.
Okay, last statement. I feel more comfortable in a group rather than alone. I think most of us can relate to that,
Oh,
right?
yeah, definitely. We're social creatures. We crave connection, belonging. There's something very comforting about being part of a group.
But I imagine there's a downside to that, too.
Oh, for sure. There's a fine line between enjoying that comfort and losing yourself in the group. The herd effect can make us suppress our own individuality just to fit in. We might silence our own thoughts, our own values, just because we don't want to rock the boat.
Wow. So how do we figure out just how susceptible we are to this whole herd effect thing? This test, it must have some kind of scoring system.
It does. Basically, each statement you agreed with gets a point. Add them up, and the higher your score, the more likely you are to be influenced by the crowd.
So if I agreed with like all of them.
Well, that would suggest you're very comfortable following along, going with the flow. But remember, this isn't about judging ourselves, right?
Of course not. It's about self-awareness, right? Understanding our tendencies so we can make more conscious choices.
Exactly. If you find you tend to go with the flow, that's okay. Just be mindful of it. Ask yourself, am I really agreeing with this, or am I just following the crowd?
So it's about being aware of those external influences, recognizing how they might be shaping our thoughts and actions. That's pretty powerful stuff.
It is. And ultimately, understanding the herd effect helps us become more critical thinkers. It empowers us to question assumptions, to make decisions that are truly aligned with our own values.
And that's what personal growth is all about, isn't it? Becoming more aware of ourselves and our place in the world. So the next time you're in a group setting, take a moment to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, am I following my own compass, or am I just letting the herd lead the way?
That's the question, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, we all have the power to choose our own path.
Food for thought, everyone. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those compasses pointing true north.
See you next time.